Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. You may be new to this podcast. I have been doing this for a number of years now, but I've taken a little time out. I've written a book, Confessions of a Relationship Junkie, Breaking Narcissistic Chains. And in this book, I share my own story from being in a unhealthy relationship, but with someone that I absolutely loved. But I talk about why it was so difficult to leave that relationship. Why can't we leave these relationships? Why do we stay with our narcissistic partners? What makes it keep going on and on and on? So if you want to grab that book, you can grab it right now on Kindle. Just go to the link I put in my bio here, or go to my Instagram. The link is over there. You can just go and grab it. If you have a Kindle subscription, it's free, of course. And I believe it's $11 for the Kindle if you don't, or you can wait for the paperback, which is coming out next week. But it's a story that I feel can be helpful for anyone who has been in a toxic relationship that feels alone, that feels like they don't know what to do next. And I wanted to share that story of falling in love and how we get entangled in the narcissistic fog and the web, and how it's, like I say, what it does to us. And in that book, I also share particular things that you need to do to break free and how to heal, how to get out of it. That is the wrong way around. It's how to get out and how to heal. You can't heal while you're still in it. That is a fact. But yes, and so on this podcast today, I want to talk to you about two of the reasons why you cannot leave a toxic relationship. And I did a reel on this recently, but I want to dive a little bit deeper into this because I feel like it is the only two reasons we stay in these toxic relationships. And the first reason is because you are trauma bonded to this person. Now, I've talked a lot about trauma bonds in the past, and you know, trauma bond is exactly what it says. You become almost addicted to that person through a combination of love bombing experiences. So they're full on into you, and then they go cold on you, and they're full on into you, and then they go cold on you. And there's this dance that takes place, and you become attached to this person because of this experience. And it's a real thing. It absolutely affects your brain chemistry. This is not just some, you know, easy thing to sort of recognize when you're in it. It's not easy to break when you do realize you're in it. It's a bit like the slot machines, you know, when you're gambling and, you know, you keep waiting for that win. So you keep putting money in and then just hoping for that win again, waiting for that sort of moment to arrive. And that's what it's like being in these relationships. You're always waiting for that good moment to return. And that's why it becomes incredibly difficult to break away from, because you literally are addicted. So that's the first reason why you cannot leave. And the second reason is your inner child wounds. And I want to talk a lot more about this subject. It is something that I studied back in the, like, literally over 20 years ago. And I got into it before it was all a hip thing, because I know a lot of people are talking about it now, but it is for good reason. We absolutely carry the wounds of our childhood within us, and it sits in the cells of our body. It sits in our subconscious programming, and we are always choosing relationships that match the blueprint of our inner child. And that is how it works. And if you keep ending up in toxic and unhealthy relationships, and you've got a pattern in your relationships where you're not feeling satisfied and whole and complete, and you know, how a relationship needs to feel, it's because there is trauma, and it is at the root cause in your inner child. And this is why cognitive behavioral therapies isn't always enough to help you address these issues. I mean, there's a place for every kind of therapy, I believe, but I feel like with inner child stuff, you actually need to be able to understand what we call the different parts of yourself, the parts of you that are perhaps being triggered in those relationships that are sabotaging your chances of having a healthy relationship, because you keep choosing partners that represent trauma from your past. And so addressing the inner child and being able to understand that is going to change everything for you. So I wanted just to throw that out to you today, because in future episodes, I'm going to dive a lot deeper into this subject. And I want you to come and follow me on Instagram, Sally Kalin, and go on over to TikTok and follow me over there. And I want you to send me your questions that you may have around your inner child, around your relationships, because the work I do, helping people heal after a breakup, has everything to do with inner child work. That is, like I say, the work that I've been doing for over 20 years. And it was the way I healed my own relationship as well, because I was aware of this stuff even when I first got into my relationship. And this is the conundrum of being in a narcissistic type relationship. You don't even know you're really in it when you're in it. It's crazy. Even someone as aware as I was, I still could not accept that this was a narcissistic type relationship because of the way I love this person and the way how he could love me. And I think people also think of narcissistic abusive people as terrible, awful people all of the time. Not the case. They can be loving, kind, and everything else as well. But it's that inconsistency in them and how they radically shift, which activates your own inner child wounds as well. And you keep playing out this pattern continuously, and around and around and around you go. So we want to stop that, right? We don't want to keep that happening. We want to break that pattern. So how do you heal the inner child? How do you begin to make changes? And that is something that I help my clients with in my program, with my one-to-one coaching. But it is also something that I'm going to be sharing more and more of on these podcasts. So I want you to send me some of your questions to my Instagram, DM me over there with some questions, and I will answer some of those questions in the next podcast. It might not be the next one, but it will be in the next week or two around these questions. Because let me tell you now, once you begin to do that side of things, once you begin to heal those parts of yourself, everything is going to change in your life. And avoiding it, or thinking it's not a real thing, or obviously, that's not my people that I can help, people that don't believe in that or whatever it is, that's fine. But I know if you're listening to this, you absolutely do have an understanding to a certain degree of it. And I'm here to help. So they are the two reasons why you cannot leave your toxic relationship. But we want to get to correcting that and healing that, because there are definite steps that you need to do. So stay tuned for the next podcast. Let's have a conversation. And if you have been in a toxic relationship yourself, and you have managed to exit that relationship, and you have began to understand your own inner child, and you'd like to share some of that on my podcast, then drop me a DM and let me know if you would like to be a guest on this podcast, because I'm going to have more people on here to talk about their own experiences and not make this a solo podcast, because I've taken a long break off my podcast due to lots and lots of different things going on in my life. And it is time for me to come back and be sharing this message more and more, because I want to see people in healthy, loving relationships. So please reach out. So come follow me on Instagram, Sally Kalin. Come follow me on TikTok and Facebook. I'm here. And let me know how you find this podcast. I will be back in a couple of days. Take care.